Nudged presents The Magic Potion Shop, The River Horse by Abby Longstaff, narrated by Daniel Coonan. Chapter 1. Deep in Steady Song Forest was an enormous tree. It was the biggest tree in the kingdom of Arthwen, and its vast trunk was hollowed out to house a very special shop. The potion shop. This shop was where goblins came to get exploding powder to help them in the diamond mines. It was where dragons bought magic coal for their belly fire, and where imps came for invisible potion so they could play all kinds of mischievous tricks. At the top of the tree were three little bedrooms. In the first one, a pixie called Tibben was just waking. He stretched and yawned. The sun was already creeping across the wooden floor, and it was time to get up. Customers would start arriving soon, travelling from all over Arthwen to the potion shop. Tibben yawned again. The shop had been so busy lately. Every day creatures came, needing creams and ointments and oils and potions. Grandpa was the potions master. He was the one who made all the different remedies and cures. He travelled the kingdom, from the frozen tundra to the parched desert, visiting creatures and helping them. Tibben was the potions apprentice. It was his job to help Grandpa, to study and to learn. Then, one day, when Grandpa retired, Tibben would take the master's challenge to become a potions master himself. Tibben was studying hard, practicing new potions every day. He had already earned one glint, the magical sign of potion skill. As he pulled on his cloak, Tibben could see the glint shining out brightly against the plain green fabric. It was only one, but it was a start. Tibben couldn't wait until his cloak sparkled with hundreds of glints of all shapes and sizes, just like Grandpa's. Four more glints to go, Tibben told himself as he opened his door. Then I can take the master's challenge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?